Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Rising financial stress and growing concerns about retirement are reshaping how Americans define overall well-being, presenting a clear call to action for insurers. As consumers increasingly connect financial health with physical and mental wellness, the demand for holistic, integrated insurance solutions is accelerating, according to Guardian's latest Mind, Body, and Wallet report, which reinforces this shift, highlighting key opportunities for insurers to support policyholders with products that offer both financial protection and long-term peace of mind. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other findings from the report is Gene Lanzoni. He's head of enterprise content at Guardian. Gene, welcome. So great to speak with you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Lori, and great to be here.
Gene, with 93% of adults prioritizing mental and physical health, how can insurers expand offerings that support holistic well-being beyond traditional coverage?
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for inviting us to talk a little bit about this new report, Mind, Body, and Wallet 2025. We began the research by asking working Americans today, what are their top financial and just wellness concerns, and how do they define being well? What does that even mean to people? And most, as you say, with 93% agreeing that mental and physical health are the priorities. That's how they define being well. 40% of U.S. adults say they've experienced increased anxiety and depression in the past 2 years. Only 3 in 10 Americans say they have excellent or very good eating habits. They're eating well or getting enough exercise. So clearly, even though they're putting a large priority on their mental and physical health, we know that in America, there's been some decline based on our Guardian Workforce Well-Being Index, that there's been some decline over the last decade in terms of self-reported wellness. Now, since we spend the majority of our work week either on-site or remote, workplace benefits offer a very convenient and more affordable way to gain access to important wellness benefits such as mental and behavioral health resources. And at Guardian, we do take great pride in having an ever-expanding portfolio of these wellness solutions, which can best support the evolving needs of our customers as we reimagine the role that we can play as an insurer in the lives of our customers and how we can support their overall well-being. So some of our recent product and service innovations, for example, not only Guardian, but even others in the industry, we're all striving to better support holistic well-being beyond traditional group insurance plans. And a few examples are in 2024, we became the first workplace benefits carrier to embed a caregiver support and cancer support service in our group disability plans. So these valuable resources are available at no cost to our enrolled plan members. And earlier this year, we added over 20 new and innovative benefits to our hospital indemnity insurance product, including becoming the first to include a fertility, health, and family building support offering through a collaboration with a company called Carrot, and they are a global fertility services company. And then to help address the mental wellness of our plan members, we partnered with Spring Health during the pandemic to better support their holistic well-being. And Spring Health is a cornerstone of our ecosystem of workplace wellness solutions. And they provide accessible and personalized mental health support through therapy, crisis support, medication management, and in-app stress relief. So the program has really helped to reduce absenteeism and workforce health and productivity for many of Guardian's plan holders.
Gene, the report shows a steep drop in financial health. Just 30% rate theirs as good. How can the industry help close the financial wellness gap through planning tools, education, and other solutions?
Yeah, well, closing that gap with understanding the specific financial concerns keeping Americans up at night, that is definitely a priority. For the first time in our 14 years of surveying Americans, the top 3 causes of stress are all retirement related. And it's interesting because that cuts across all generations. It's not just boomers and Gen Xers who are approaching retirement age, but really across all generations, including Gen Z and millennials. The concerns are mostly about whether they'll have a guaranteed source of income in retirement and that their savings will last as long as they need them to, and also being able to count on receiving full Social Security benefits in retirement continues to be a concern for many. When we understand the why, the industry can help close that gap by ensuring the availability of financial products that meet Americans' needs. For example, annuities are really the only product in the private marketplace that can provide retirees with guaranteed income for life. And the benefits go far beyond financial security and can have a big impact on reducing stress and supporting mental well-being. Ensuring access to financial professionals who can support improved planning, that's also important. Our research shows that self-rated financial health grows when someone works with a financial professional. They tend to be much more confident about their financial situation when they're receiving some sort of professional guidance and advice.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
As you just mentioned, retirement fears are now the top financial stressor for Americans. What role can insurers play in helping individuals build confidence in their retirement readiness? And how is Guardian supporting your customers in navigating these concerns?
Yeah, you know, most people don't make that connection between financial health and then their physical and mental health. So when we ask them to describe what it's like for them to be well and how they would define well-being, most of them didn't really talk about achieving certain financial goals. They talked about good mental health, good physical health, that they're able to do all the things in their life that they want to achieve their dreams and goals. But obviously, mental, physical, and financial health are all very much interrelated. And our research has shown that one's financial situation actually has an outsized impact on overall well-being, and that makes sense. Good financial wellness begins with having clear goals, having a sound financial plan. Unfortunately, most of us aren't very good at either of those things, establishing goals or executing a long-term strategy to achieve them. But clearly, to live well, mind and body, it's important to remove financial stress and be able to afford preventive health care and more expensive non-elective procedures in order to maintain good overall health. For most people, though, we believe working with a financial professional, at least in some capacity, probably the most effective way to ensure that you do have a sound financial plan for both the short and the long term. And that builds financial confidence and reduces anxiety. And that's why we're focused on expanding our product portfolio, as well as growing our network of financial professionals to deliver solutions that help more of our customers build financial security and peace of mind. And a couple of examples, Guardian recently enhanced its Registered Index Linked Annuity, or RILA, which is called Guardian Market Perform, and that's expanding access to New York and also adding more customizations. We launched a private client group to support high net worth clients in achieving their unique financial goals through our broker dealer and corporate RIA, Park Avenue Securities. And we provide award-winning support services to our financial professionals to help them troubleshoot any complex client questions so they can focus on serving their clients. But ultimately, we know that when individuals work with a financial professional, they do self-report better financial confidence, including being more likely to say that they're on track to meet their financial goals for retirement. And they're better at managing their finances, and they're also better at sticking to a long-term plan when they are working with a financial professional.
Mental health challenges, particularly among Gen Z and millennials, are rising. Gene, how can insurers tailor benefits and support services to meet the distinct needs of younger generations, especially in group or workplace plans?
Yeah, great question. Gen Z in particular, as you say, continues to face significant challenges with their mental health. And this includes higher rates of anxiety and depression, loneliness, substance use, suicidal ideation. All of these things peaked during the pandemic. And while those stats have definitely improved somewhat since the height of the pandemic, they're still much higher than they should be. And we really can't underestimate the impact that the pandemic had with lockdowns and social distancing and increased remote work. It really has had a pretty significant impact on Gen Z. But that's why this is such an important area where employers and insurers have begun doing more to provide meaningful mental health support. Now, too often workers aren't even aware, though, of these mental health resources that are already available to them through things like employee assistance programs or other behavioral health resources. So we've been partnering with brokers and employers to deliver more effective communication and education strategies, as well as communicating best practices for how to best raise awareness and increase utilization of things like EAPs. And we're making it easier for employees to learn about these benefits. To that end, we recently launched Guardian Well, which provides members with a single self-service online hub where they can not only engage with their wellness benefits that are offered through their employer, but also access educational content on mental, physical, and financial wellness topics. And we continue to drive more holistic approach to addressing workforce well-being by building on our existing partnership with Spring Health for mental health support that I mentioned earlier. But we are doing a lot more partnering with other wellness vendors. Guardian recently began offering caregiver support services and cancer care services at no cost to plan members through collaborations with companies like Wealthy and Osara Health, which helps to address their caregiving and their cancer service needs, as well as we're addressing the need for fertility benefits, as I mentioned, through Carrot. So lots going on in the wellness space and lots of opportunity for both insurers and employers to help support plan members.
Gene, this has been so interesting, so insightful. It's been a pleasure. And I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you, Lori. Appreciate it.
That was Gene Lanzoni, Head of Enterprise Content at Guardian. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.